Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing on a day? Are y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life? Oh, my God, y'all. I know y'all are out there living your best life, being so thorough and so wise. And why do I always tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise and living your best life? First of all, because God made you that way. Okay, he made you thorough and very, very wise. And if you're out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do, you're living your best life. Okay? And second of all, I tell y'all that y'all are thorough and wise because you are out there listening to me. And you got to be thorough, baby, if you out there listening to me. All right, this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. You know, unless, of course, oh my gosh, you a hater. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. Ready? Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. So listen, first of all, mama got to drop a dime. I got a dime I got to drop on y'all, okay? Mama got this knowledge and this wisdom. Whew. But before I do, I want to give a special shout out to everybody again for making the Just a Touch of J app of the day. Now, look, every time I turn around, I'm like, y'all making me app of the day again? Kudos to y'all. Y'all are so thorough and so wise. Shout out to everybody in Canada. Shout out to everybody in La Grosse. Shout out to everybody out in Jamaica. Shout out to everybody in Cali, Houston, Texas. Keon Henderson, shout out to you. That's my pastor. What's up, Keon? I always got to give him a shout out like that. Yes, because he is thorough and wise. He done changed my life. Okay, shout out to y'all. Oh, my God, South Africa. Yes, baby. Y'all out in the UK. Oh, man, y'all love Just a Touch of J. Y'all support me, man. I love y'all. Everybody up north supporting Ronnie, thank you. You know, I'm in the building doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, baby. You know, it's Just a Touch of J. I got to put this thing out there in pieces for you. So thank you for all of your love and support, okay? Everybody over at My Name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for checking me out on all the other social media things, the platforms, and all of that. Everybody that I meet in, like, the healthcare field, all of my new people who just got my app, thank you so much. Yes, I love you guys. So, look, make sure y'all checking out the food. Food is coming. All right, now, look, let me go on over here and get this thing straight. I got to drop a dime on y'all. Now, look, I'm going to try to put this out there in pieces. All right, so, look. I'm watching my pastor. I tell y'all this all the time. My pastor goes off, Keon Henderson, and Divine Franklin comes on. Now, look, y'all know who Divine Franklin is? Y'all know the actress, Megan Good. That is her husband, okay? You know, he's an author, director, okay? He does his little one, too. So he's on there, One Church LA, okay? Part of T.D. Jakes ministry. You know, T.D. Jakes has a daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts. Okay, who's married to Tori Roberts. And he had went to the church and he's delivering a message because he also is a pastor. Okay, now look, y'all got that whole thing. So he's in there and he's talking about not knowing your worth and who you are. And I'm like this, oh my God, he about to spit that wisdom, y'all, because he spit that wisdom, he spit that knowledge. So he starts speaking and he's like, you know, there was a really big, we talking, whoo, I just got the chills in Jesus' name. Big deal, okay? Big deal that they tried to offer him. They tried to put this deal out on the table. Okay, like, look, this is what we want you to do with this movie. You know, he said it was a, you know, everybody know who the people are, you know. This is major. This ain't no little film thing. This is major. And they came at him with this number. You know, and he went back and he said, you know, well, let's counter him. You know, and he countered. And his lawyer is like, okay. And they came back and he's like, no. Let's counter again, you know. And they came back with their number. And he said it was a lot lower than what he, you know, he wanted. And he said, I'm sorry, I ain't going to be able to do that. Yeah, he had turned it down. Now, he said his lawyer said to him, you've been a little difficult today. You know, are you okay? You know, this is who this person is, and this is who you are. But what he kept trying to tell the lawyer is, nah, I believe in myself, okay? I believe in who I am. Now, for those of y'all who know Lil Wayne, rapper, you know Lil Wayne, I'm the greatest rapper alive. How many rap artists and musicians and R&B musicians, whoever, you know, artists out here, what's my man who box? Y'all know real cocky one. Oh my gosh. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. Hold on. Bring it to me. Mayweather. Yes. Y'all know how Mayweather is. Mayweather, he cocky. You know, he got this confidence about himself. So Devon is basically like that too. Like, no, I'm not selling. You know, he said because he knows who he is and whom he is. Okay? He knew. He was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass that up. He said he went on with his business. You know? And he said, they hit him up like, look, why you ain't accept our deal? You know, they came to him. He went on about his business. And he had to tell them, you know, I'm sorry, but see, this is what I'm worth. I know who I am. And I'm not going to settle for less. And, you know, I'm sorry if that's what you want to do, but I ain't doing it. Basically, he told me, no, I ain't finna do that. No, I'm so sorry. So that's what I want to talk to y'all about, man. Listen here. This is just a touch of J, baby. It's 2019. I can't have my babies out here lost. No. Y'all can't be lost in the sauce. No, 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 no. We about to go into 2020. Literally like 5 days from Christmas. So mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Some of y'all out here, y'all know who y'all are. Yeah. And you don't know whom you are. Okay, so let me break this down for you. I'm going to use myself. Okay. There was a time when I didn't know who I was. And I'm give you three scenarios, okay? First, I'm going to use my kids. Oh, man, look, the kids, man. The kids, they would get over on you. You don't really know who you are. You know, you a parent. You don't know how much weight you hold. You know? And the kids, they try that trickery on you. And it's real good when the kids do it, man. Because, look, they've been doing it to you since they was babies. You know? And you cry this way. They get you to do that. They get us to do that. You understand what I'm saying? You cry this way. That means I done took a dump in my pamper. I cry this way. That done mean I took a little pee-pee in my pamper. I cry this way. That mean I want to get burped. I cry this way. That mean, you know, I want to be fed. I cry this way. That means I want this or I want that. You know, kids, they train us. So by the time they get up to like, you know, 20, they've been doing it for like 20 years. Like, look, I can mom do whatever I say. I know how to do it. You know, it was at a time in my life, you know, it's a time in my life where I didn't get it. Then I said, hold on, wait a minute. I'm wise and I'm thorough. Let me go ahead and start paying attention to who I am. Okay. All right, this is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So I had to switch it up on them. And, you know, one day they came around. They said, wait a minute, hold on, Mom. What's going on? Why you acting like that? I said, I ain't acting like nothing. What you talking about? I'm out here trying to live my best life. Y'all ain't doing that trickery on me no more. I started saying no. Because I know who I am. I know my weight that I hold. Okay, so let me give you another scenario, right? Work. Man, listen here. I'm a boss. A whole triple OG boss. You hear that? And this is just a touch of J, baby. Ain't nothing cocky about it. I just know who I am. When I walk into that job, I need to let them know who I am. Okay? And I ain't got to be cocky about none of that type of stuff. No. I just have a certain type of authority that I carry with me. I'm respectable. I'm honest. Very loyal. I'm here to give you a service or whatever it is that I'm doing while I'm there, and I'm going to execute the job and get it done correctly. I mean, I've had meetings that have been held about me because they're like, we only want her. Okay? Because of just how I get the job done. People don't hang around and, you know, have to oversee what I do. I go in and I do what it is that I'm supposed to do, baby. And they respect it. No matter what I look like, none of that. African-American female. Okay. Well, should I say Native. Yes, baby, this is just a touch deal. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But you know, I go up in there and I do my thing. And they respect it. Okay, because I know who I am. And they know who I am too. And they don't try none of that trickery. But I could go to a job that might try some of that trickery. And I'm not going for that. Because I know who I am and whom's I am. Now, let's go over to relationships. Oh my gosh, y'all. You know, I got to keep it 100 with y'all. I can't have y'all out here lost. No. Sometimes I used to get in these relationships, you know. Oh, child, I've been in a few. And I get these guys that I treat amazing. Child, I'm talking about, look, baby, let me give you a rose petal bath. Let me rub your feet. Let me make sure I make your food, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks. Let me make sure I cater to you. You know, giving them all of that goodness, all that wifey material, because I know I'm a wife. You know, and they ain't see it. Took me for granted because I didn't know who I was at that time. You know, I thought that I had to give that to, you know, random selects. I'm gonna just say that. Look, just a touch of Jay, no disrespect. You know, I'm just saying. At that time, I didn't know who I was, so I didn't really make them work for anything. You know, I just provided the service because I was like, this is the way that men are supposed to be treated. I was just nice. I'm a good woman. You know, and sometimes they try to take advantage of me. They did all that type of trickery and all that stuff on me. And I would get my feelings hurt and all that. I'd be all messed up. You know what I'm saying? Got to get myself back together. Then I would pick another one that'd be kind of the same. Because I didn't know who I was. But man, listen here. Through the years, you start learning, right? You take another step and you take another step. And you start learning. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is just a touch of J, baby. I put it out there in pieces for people. I'm thorough and I'm wise. So, you know, I couldn't get in a relationship now with someone from my past who still behaves the same way because now I've elevated to another level and I know who I am and whom's I am. All right, now look, so let me try to wrap this up for y'all. Okay? That trickery that somebody might try to play on me, it ain't gonna work. Okay? It won't. Because I recognize who I am. And it's a lot of y'all out there. You know, some of y'all out there, y'all know who y'all are. And I keep getting all of these inboxes and all of these calls and all this stuff about, you know, because the Love Doctor series getting ready to start. And y'all keep, oh, I'm going through this in a relationship. And I don't know, help me out with that relationship. And what should I do with this? And my guy ain't doing this and my girl's doing that. Oh, I got to tell you something. You listening? Listen up. You don't know who you are. Because if you knew who you were, you wouldn't allow people to do you old any type of way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You got to start checking yourself out. Come on now, what do you bring to the table? Are you a guy that's out there that making sure he take care of the woman? You opening up doors, you closing doors, okay? You making sure that she got the finest things. You're being vulnerable, okay? You ain't being disrespectful. You being honest. I'm talking about honest. Like you pouring your heart out. Another chick walk by. You don't even look at the chick. Because you just so in awe with the woman that you have. I mean, I'm talking about when she come home. Or you go to her house or whatever. If you ain't taking her out to dinner. You making dinner for her. Rubbing her feet. You understand what I'm saying? Talking to her. You don't never put her down. Supporting her. And look, are you that guy that keeps yourself together? Make sure you got a haircut and groom yourself. You know, you dress nice. You do what you got to do. You ain't out here doing none of that trickery. You just love the girl that you with. But she don't see how thorough you are. She out here treating you like you ain't thorough and wise. Come on, man. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. She out here arguing with you, cheating,
Or maybe she don't cheat. She just disrespectful. Don't got no type of respect for you. Because somebody done did her wrong in her past or whatever. And you trying to prove that that ain't you. And you going through all this trickery. Trying to get her to see and all of this. And she doing trickery on you and it just ain't working. Might be because you don't know who you are. Might be because you don't know who you are. Or look, are you a chick? Female woman? Beautiful queen out here? I don't know what y'all out here calling y'all, so what y'all doing? You know, this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But are you one of them out there? You know, oh, man. Child, you out here, you was like how I was. You just like, okay, baby, whatever it is that you need. You know, but you ain't making them work for it and nothing. You just giving it all to them. You know, you out here just doing everything, child. You talk about whatever that man need, you out there doing it. You giving them all of the love, okay? Like, because you know you like a wife. You know you feel like you got the wifely duties. You out here, you like, look, I love my boo. You know, you doing whatever boo need. Right? And I mean whatever he need. Because you know how we do. We love with our bodies. Yeah, come on, y'all. Don't act like you don't love with your body. Come on. Don't do it to you. Don't do it to me. And don't do it to yourself. You giving them all your most valuable 2,000 parts. Okay. Putting it all out there in pieces for them. Yes. And then he ain't doing none of that for you. He out here doing all this other stuff. And you out here crying and you out here all jacked up. Y'all out there doing that? Are y'all out there doing that? And you can't seem to get it together. And then you pick like I used to pick another one. And he the same way. And you like, damn, I can't get it together. And they keep coming back to you like they used to come back to me. All of them came back to me because I'm thorough and I'm wise. Every last person I've ever dealt with don't know how to let me go. And that's real. In Jesus' name, that's real. There ain't no lie about that right there. That's real. Because I treated them well. But when I didn't know who I was, I just thought that they wanted me. No. They wanted what I did because they couldn't find it nowhere else. And y'all got to remember that too, ladies. Okay? You have to know who you are. Because when you know who you are, and you know whom you are, God's daughter, God's child, you don't let them things happen, okay? So let me wrap this whole thing up. I need y'all to start checking yourselves because you're wrecking yourself, okay? You're wrecking yourself, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, okay? Please hear me when I tell you this. Y'all keep calling in. Y'all got all these relationship issues. You wouldn't have them if you started checking your worth. You bring something to the table and can't nobody be you. Take a look at that. Please, take a look at that. Can't nobody be you? Look, if somebody ain't loving you right, then you need to skate on over to the left. You know how many people out here do I need to Google? How many people out here in this world? Oh, it's somebody out here going to treat you right. Somebody going to treat you right? Somebody going to treat you down? Somebody is wise. Somebody said, oh, no. Let me tell you what somebody said to me today. I'm going to try to wrap it up and end it with this. This is what she said to me today. She said, yeah, I heard about you. All right, I went and did a little work today. I told you I had to stop trying to work, but I can't. I just don't know. Nobody be calling me. I'm supposed to be off for a whole 4 months. But look, this is just a touch of day, baby. I've been trying to get that paper. But look, she walked in. You know, I heard about you. You know, this and that. You know, she's telling me and all that. I said, yeah, you know, I got my little podcast. And, you know, I've been doing my little one, too. She said, yeah. You know, so she talking the whole night. She said, you know what? You single? She said, girl, because if you are, you a hell of a catch. And I said, you know what? This is just a touch of J, baby. Yeah. You're right. I am. Yeah. She said, you got all that going on. A I know you're a good woman. I know this. I listened to your last thing. You know, I listened to this and that. You know, you done lost weight. You out here doing your little one. So, you know, she said, you a heck of a catch. I don't know if you got somebody or not, but you are. And she was just smiling, and I was just looking at her. And I said, you know what? If more people understood that, it'd be a less lot heartache out here. A lot of heartache wouldn't be popping off out here. So look, that's all I'm telling y'all to do. Start checking yourself so you don't wreck yourself. Pay attention to who you are. Remember, look, at the end, I always tell y'all that don't let nobody tell you ain't thorough and you ain't wise. Okay? Please don't. Understand what it is that you bring to. Please, 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 please. Like Devon. Devon didn't settle, and you know what? They came right on back and was like, listen, we want to get you the deal, and you can have exactly what you want. And added a little more because he knew his worth. See, some people, y'all think y'all out here, y'all think, you know, I know my worth, you know, this, this, and that. No, you don't. Because you want to be doing this trickery, manipulating men into liking you. Ugh. With money. Ugh. Buying women. Ugh. Making women do what it is that you tell them to do. And then when they don't, because you so used to getting treated jacked up, you scared to love. Child, I've been there. Because you don't know who you are. Come on, when you know who you are, you ain't afraid to love. You ain't afraid to be vulnerable because you know who you are. Oh my gosh, please. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to y'all? You're not afraid to love and be vulnerable when you know how thorough you are because you know what you say. Look, I put my heart out there. You have to be careful with it. But I'm talking about you really, really care about somebody. You understand what I'm saying? You put it out there. If they messed that up, that's on them. They the dumb ones. If it hurts, you know, get it together. And you keep on pushing. Because at the end of the day, you got to know that you gave everything that you were supposed to give. Because you know who you are. You understand what I'm saying? You're not afraid when you know who you are. And y'all got to get this together going into 2020. Start thinking. You don't got that many days left at the end of this year. I don't want you taking 19 into 20. I ain't taking nothing from 19 into 20. If you ain't got it together when it come to me at 19, please don't think you're going to see me in 2020, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm not taking them pieces with me. No, it's a new year. I done elevated. You can't get it together. I'm sorry. Get it together with somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm talking about whatever. Look, because y'all got to do the same thing too. One of my girlfriends, shout out to you, Samada, love her, made a post on Facebook that was like, yo, this is what y'all need to start doing. Go through your phone, go on your Facebook, go on your Instagram, whatever it is you got going on, and your emails, all of this stuff. If you're not talking to people, and you ain't talked to these people in like 90 days, and you don't frequent these people, and they ain't really like family, or nothing like that that you need, and none of these contacts, delete that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Nah, don't take that nowhere. Serves you no purpose. What you holding on to it for? They ain't holding on to you. Man, you gotta know who you are and whose you are. God don't want you to be less than what you are supposed to be. Do you understand that he's not going to bring people in your life who keep you at a lower level? He wants you to constantly elevate. But if you don't know who you are, you're going to have an issue with that. You're not going to understand that. You're going to be in messed up relationships. You're going to take messed up jobs. Your children are going to play tricks on you. You know, you're going to have all type of stuff going on, man. When you don't know who you are, when you don't know where you stand, when you don't know when you bring to the, what you bring to the table. I wish a nigga, chick, somebody from a job, or somebody from my past, a female, anybody, would try to come up to me and try to go ahead and approach me like they used to approach me years ago. No, and they still the same? Nah, you think I worked this hard to act like how I used to act? This is just a touch of J, baby. No. I done elevated on a new level. I know who I am right now. And y'all got to do that too. So don't take nothing from 2019 into 2020. Get rid of that. Get rid of all them people you don't contact no more. Start looking at yourself. Come on now, I done did the self-love campaign. Well, y'all got to stand in front of the mirror and, you know, give yourself good affirmations. Come on now, I tell y'all to love yourself all the time. Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. I tell y'all all of that. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't thorough and wise. Y'all got to get this thing together. Y'all got to remember how thorough you are. Or you going to be out here messed up. And you going to take your 19 in the 2020, probably like you took 18 in the 19 and 17 in the 18, still acting the same, still. Ain't nothing worse than seeing somebody still do the same thing every year. You like, damn, you ain't get it together yet. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm talking about the same daggone thing, same patterns, acting the same way. You like, nah, you gotta grow. You stagnant somewhere. Because a lot of times, let me tell you what happens. Look, y'all, I know I keep saying I'm going to wrap this thing up, but it's just so much wisdom coming to me. A lot of times what happens is that, see, we resort back to how we used to be at times when you don't know who you are. So let's just say a situation comes up and we all got an option. We go to the right or to the left. And say the left is the old way and the right is the right way, the new way. And we choose that old way. And then old ways don't open up new doors. You understand what I'm saying? Old keys only locked up, unlock old doors. And then you wind up with the same thing, the same scenario that you used to have before in your past. You understand what I'm saying? The same scenario. Keep doing the same thing, trying to figure out why you keep getting caught up in the same daggone thing, because you keep doing it the same. And I can't have my babies out here lost. It's too many. Oh my gosh. I told y'all, y'all got me popping. It's a lot of K's in the K's in the K's in the K's. We done already passed 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people. We out here listening. Y'all out here listening to me. And this is just a touch of J. Like I said, I got to put it out there in pieces for you. I thank you for your love and support, but I got to give you this wisdom and this knowledge. Start checking yourself because you're letting people wreck you because you don't know who you are. Understand, yo, you are somebody. You are somebody. Believe in yourself. You somebody. Out here in these abusive relationships, getting cheated on, getting all messed up, keep going back with the same people, taking jobs less than what you should take. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop this. Y'all have to. No. If somebody don't appreciate you, somebody else going to do it. Okay. I promise you that. It's somebody in the background wishing, please, I'll treat you right. All right, so look, just work on it, please. Work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it. Because I'm not gonna spend a lot of time addressing none of this. This is a new thing here. This whole Love Doctor series, y'all about to see, this is new for 2020. This is a whole different type of episode. We ain't talking about nothing but being better. Being better. That's it. We ain't doing that past stuff no more. That's 2019. So I need y'all to get it together. So when I bring you this new material, y'all understand where I'm coming from. Check it. Somebody ain't treating you right. They're an old friend. You know this chick ain't no good. Or you know this guy ain't no good. You know this job ain't no good. Start trying to elevate. You know? Remember who you are. And whom's you are. You are kings and queens. God's children. Be like Divine Franklin. Don't settle. You don't need to. No. You too thorough and you too wise for that. Alright? So look, I'm skating on out of here. Mama gotta take her rose petal bath. Yeah. Every Wednesday hump day, oh my gosh. I buy myself 2 dozen roses. I buy myself 2 dozen roses. And I put them in my bathroom and I cut them. Yeah, and I place them in the vase, whatever you want to call it. Yes, baby. And I go ahead and I put the decorations, the little flowers all around them. And I clean my bathroom. And I wipe off all of my little lotion bottles and my perfume bottles. And I wipe off all the baseboards and all the light switches. And I clean the shower and the tub. And I do all of this stuff, right? And I light candles. And I get my playlist. And I fill up my tub. And then I take another 2 dozen roses. And I lay each petal in the tub one by one. You hear me? That's what I do for myself. Because I know how thorough and how wise I am. I know who I am. I know whom's I am. And a lot of times, you know, people just don't know who they are. And y'all got to do better with this. All right, so look, I'm skating on up out of here so I can go ahead and pamper me and do what it is that I do, baby. Shout out to Be Break Radio. Huh. Yeah. Y'all throw, y'all wise. Black Vibes, thank you for all of your love and support. You know, support my mobile app. All they all out there in the Twitter world. Yeah, y'all thorough. And y'all wise. Thanks for all the retweets. And I'm going to end this with, this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. I love you. Until next time. All right? Happy hump day. Bye-bye.